The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And hope that your day is starting off well. Hope that you had a great Christmas and that you didn't have to do too much. I had a nice day. Slept in a little bit in the morning and then spent time with my family and then went to the movies and saw Nosferatu, which I cannot recommend enough, but you've also got to be somebody who enjoys horror and period horror in particular. I thought it was an excellent film. I've seen the original Nosferatu. I don't think I've ever seen the 1979 version. And then I saw in 2000, I saw Shadow of the Vampire, which was, you know, a fictionalized version of the making of the original 1922 Nosferatu, which starred Willem Dafoe as the vampire, and now he's the person in this new one helping to defeat the vampire. But it was a very beautifully shot film. Certainly didn't feel like 2 hours and 20 minutes or whatever it was. And I know it's, you know, you're not going to get a sequel to this, but I want to know more of the mythology behind it. So it's definitely worth going out to see if you are into horror films. But what I was most impressed about was, the coming attractions at the beginning of movies are getting longer and longer. And I don't know why. In today's day and age, they feel the need to show so many trailers when people can see trailers anytime they want online or whatever. My guess is that it's because they know the people who are in the theaters to see a film are the people that will go to theaters. So they want to try and give them as many reasons as they can to come back to a theater. And so you will see, you know, 7 or 8 trailers now before a movie. It used to be 2, 3, 4. Now it's, I think the most I've ever seen was, I think I saw 10 trailers before a film. Some of them were just like little brief, you know, 30-second teasers, but still. But the slate of movies that they were advertising before Nosferatu, there was probably about 8 of them. And I would go to the theater to see pretty much every one that they were advertising, that they were promoting. And now part of that is, yes, I do have the monthly membership, so that means I'm able to see 3 movies a week. But out of those 8, I'd say 6 of them were probably ones I would actually pay out of pocket to go see instead of having it be part of my subscription. So I've got a feeling, And you just heard Kevin Carr on America in the Morning giving the, what were the hits and the misses of the 2024 movie year. I've got a feeling that you might see 2025 as a big comeback year for movies overall. Maybe not in movie theater business-wise, but certainly in the quality of films that are... I just remember going back in the 90s, I used to go to the theater all the time. Late 90s, and I would... There just seemed like there was always something worth seeing. And so many movies that I would still watch again today if they came on TV, and I think we might have a year like that in 2025 with some of the titles that I've seen so far. But if you haven't been to the movies in a while and you were looking for a movie that makes it worth going to the movie theater to see, but you're not into the superhero movies and all that kind of stuff, well, then Nosferatu might be the one for you. There's a few jump scares, but it's not, you know, it's not a bloody, gory horror movie. It's certainly not Terrifier 3. And my plan is maybe this weekend, if I have some time, or next week, to see the Bob Dylan movie. So let me know what you thought of that if you saw that. Let me know what you thought of Nosferatu if you saw that. So today we'll have a nice, easy kind of re-entry into things after the holiday. I'm sure a lot of folks are off work today. Smart people are off today and tomorrow. Actually, smart people are off until January 2nd. Or maybe even the week after that. I am not that smart. I mean, I'm technically off, but I'm here for all of you. But I've got the feeling that, you know, today is probably a day where a lot of people are resting, relaxing, maybe took at least an extended weekend today and tomorrow off. And I don't think I've ever gone, you know, outside of like running to Walmart or something, I don't think I've ever like gone shopping the day after Christmas. Like gone to the mall or gone to some of the big box stores looking for any after Christmas deals. I can't recall if I've done that, but maybe I have. But they always say that this is the biggest day of the year for returns, and I never understood that. Like, everybody runs. You've got 30 days, usually. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on when your gift was purchased, but I don't know why everybody runs today. Maybe because they're off, so they want to get it done while they're off, but I would suggest waiting a little bit because it's easy before. We talked about this on Tuesday. It's easy the day before Christmas or 2 days before Christmas to be patient. Like, yeah, you might have the anxiety of all the pressures of the holiday building up on you, but generally it should be okay. You know, people are in the Christmas spirit, so they're a little bit more patient standing in line. I would hope they're a little bit more patient dealing with, you know, cashiers and things like that. But after Christmas, I can imagine people are burnt out, tired, just want the holiday to be over. And if they have to return something, they're like, I'm just going to go get it done now. Because if I don't get it done now, I'm going to forget about it and then I won't be able to return it. So I can see why it's the biggest day for returns, but I would also suggest if you can wait, wait. Because, you know, it might not be you that's the person that's in a foul mood. And it might not be the person who is handling your return or exchange, and it could be all the other people around you. And nothing can crash your holiday spirit more than having to deal with a jerk. I stopped at a couple of places yesterday. I stopped at a pharmacy to get some cups for everybody to have some drinks when I got to my parents' house, and I stopped at Cumberland Farms to get a coffee. And wouldn't you know it, there had to be somebody in Cumberland Farms that was miserable making their coffee.
I can't believe I have to have a Cumberland Farms coffee. Why isn't Dunkin' open?
Well, there are Dunkins that are open. Just because the one that you went to wasn't open doesn't mean there isn't another one that is, but... Like, sorry you have to make your own coffee so that the person that makes your coffee could spend Christmas with their family. I've never understood getting upset about the inconvenience of something being closed on a holiday. That mentality of, well, if I've got to work, they've got to work too. I mean, I know I'm guilty of getting upset about having to work holidays before, especially working in food service. You know, Easter morning was my least favorite year, my least favorite day of the year, because the diner would be slammed. And I'd always be like, what, why? Go home and eat your candy. Why do you have to come out for breakfast? Mother's Day was always slammed for breakfast. Ironically, Father's Day, just a regular Sunday. Nobody wanted to bring dad out for breakfast, I guess. Like, oh, we'll make dad breakfast in bed. They bring him toast and a cup of coffee. But it's understandable that, you know, people can get into foul moods on holidays, but especially the day after Christmas. So just be aware, if you do venture out to do your returns, to do your exchanges, there's going to be some of those Grinches out there. And speaking of Grinches, police in Stoughton are looking for, they obtained the arrest warrant for somebody who, I don't know why you would make yourself this visible, but he used a stolen debit card on December 11th. They've only just, you know, acquired this warrant, I guess, which is what makes it news now. But on December 11th is when he allegedly stole the debit card from a car. Don't leave your cards in your car. Don't leave anything in your car this time of year, because thieves are breaking into your car looking to see if you've left gift cards in there, looking to see if you've left an envelope with cash in there. And this is a true story. I know someone who had a gift card stolen out of their car when they went to, not around here. I forget what, they live in Ohio, but I don't know exactly where. I don't know all of the geography of, well, we'll just say Dayton, Ohio. But they live in Ohio, and so they went to, I think it was Walmart or Target or something, and got a gift card, an Amazon card at the store, and put a significant amount of money on it. I think it was like $100 or so, and then had to go to another store. And so they didn't want to bring this gift card into the store with them and thought that, you know, it would be risky in case you dropped it and you lost it or something, because it already had the money on it. And also, they were worried that if they brought the gift card into the store, that somebody might think that they stole it from the store. So they said, well, just leave it in the car. Put it in the visor. Went into the store. Came out. Gift card was gone. Somebody had gone into their car. I guess they had opened the door somehow. The car was locked. Well, as it turns out, this person was hitting all the cars that had gift cards in them. And what they were doing is they were in the store as the person bought the gift card, kind of hovering around the register or maybe in line behind them, and then would follow them to where their next stop was and then break into the car to look to see if they left the gift card in the car. So it was just another person that was standing there when they bought the card. And that's how they were. And I've assumed they'd be like, okay, this person only bought a $25 gift card. I'm not breaking into the car for that. But $100 was apparently significant enough for them to do it. But I think it was more the fact that it was, you know, an Amazon card, something that was easily resellable or usable. So just be careful when you do buy those gift cards. I would say keep them on your person, but then there's also been stories of people who have, you know, gone in and bought a $500 gift card and then somebody robs them in the parking lot. You hate to have to think about these things, but the reality of the situation is they happen. But did you get any interesting gifts for Christmas? Anything weird or anything unexpected or anything unique? Give me a call, 508-996-0500. Send me an app chat message on the WBSM app or an open line voicemail if you want to record one of those. And we're going to take our first break of the morning here, and we'll be back in a few moments. Let me just make sure I get it all queued up. All right, we'll be right back.
The last thing that she said is you were leaving. All the days go by so fast. And it's one more day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood.
And welcome back in. That, of course, is Counting Crows, a long December. And it doesn't seem like it's been a long December, though. It seems like it's been a pretty quick one. But we'll see how this last week pans out, or the week that's left, I guess. So, yeah, because a week from today, we'll be in January. We'll be in 2025. So that's it's a scary thought that the 2020s are already a quarter over, just about a quarter over. Seems like just the other day we were like, oh my God, Y2K. But anyway, with New Year's Eve approaching, you probably want to start thinking to yourself, well, what are we going to put out for our spread on New Year's Eve? And the best place to go to put that spread together is the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, because there you can get a nice meal if you want to have a nice, you know, prime rib dinner or nice big steak to welcome in the new year. Or if you want to have a bunch of party snacks, finger foods, small things for everybody to snack on, they're going to have all that. You want to get some wings that will be something people are talking about all through the next year, then get some wings from the Butcher Shop. And of course, you can get your beer and wine there as well, so that you can get all your celebration needs in one stop. They've got all kinds of great little snacks. They've got the cheese fridge with cheeses from all over the world that will certainly be great out on your table for crudité, for your charcuterie boards. I know a lot of people are going to make those for New Year's Eve. But they'll also prepare platters for you to make it nice and easy. So stop in and talk to Joe and Eric and everybody over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and make your plan for 2025 to be the year that you stop going to the supermarket for your meat and you start going to the Butcher Shop. It's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A Christmas Day crash in the heart of New York injures a crowd of people. Trump picks an ambassador to Panama. And all eyes on Beyonce on the football field Wednesday.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Three people are recovering in Manhattan hospitals after a cab jumped the curb and into the crowds near Herald Square Christmas afternoon. The yellow cab plowed into the sidewalk going north on 6th Avenue near 34th Street. That's just across the corner from Macy's and its holiday window displays. This in the late afternoon. Six people in total were hit. Two women and a 9-year-old boy hospitalized and were last listed as stable. The driver, who may have had a medical episode triggering the crash, cut his leg. Police are investigating. investigating. President Biden signed 50 new bills into law just one day before Christmas. As his time in office comes to a close, Biden spent his Christmas Eve signing new bills, many of which were bipartisan measures. Some of those include a bill preventing members of Congress from collecting pensions if convicted of certain crimes, a bill setting anti-hazing standards on college campuses, as well as socialite Paris Hilton's bill to protect teenagers living in residential treatment facilities. Biden also passed a bill making the bald eagle the official bird of the United States. President-elect Trump is announcing his pick for ambassador to Panama. Miami-Dade County Commissioner Kevin Marino Cabrera will take on the role. With Trump saying on Truth Social, the move comes during a time Panama's ripping us off on the Panama Canal, far beyond their wildest dreams. Trump floated the idea last week that the canal should return to U.S. hands after complaining of what he called exorbitant prices. First responders from Butler, Pennsylvania are being invited to walk in next month's inauguration parade in Washington, D.C. Organizers have extended an invitation to those who responded to the July 13th assassination attempt on Trump in that town. Members of multiple local departments and agencies are being given the opportunity to take part in the event following Trump's January 20th swearing in. King Charles III on Wednesday thanked the medical workers in Britain who helped treat him and his daughter-in-law, Catherine, Princess of Wales, after their cancer diagnoses. And he praised communities that came together after anti-immigrant riots gripped the country in the summer. In his annual Christmas message, the British monarch spoke from the chapel of a former hospital rather than from a royal palace, and a rare departure that was designed to emphasize his appreciation for health workers and volunteers. No grand prize winner in the Christmas Eve Mega Millions drawing, sending the jackpot soaring to $1.15 billion. Any lucky winner or winners choosing the cash option on that will be in line to take home just over $516 million. And Beyonce turned the NFL game on Christmas into one big Cowboy Carter party. Queen Bey took to the field at halftime of the Texans-Ravens NFL game in her hometown of Houston on the holiday, performing songs from her Cowboy Carter album live in front of an audience for the first time. She rode out on horseback while singing 16 Carriages before getting into a medley of other songs off the album. She also brought out Shaboozy and Post Malone.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics lost to the Philadelphia 76ers 118-114. Their next game is home at TD Garden with the Indiana Pacers on Friday night. Bruins are in Columbus to play the Blue Jackets on Friday night, and the Patriots are gearing up to host the Los Angeles Chargers at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough Saturday afternoon.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny today, some clouds, a high of 37 degrees. On Friday, more of the same, a high of 39. We get into the 40s for the weekend and getting up close to 50 degrees by Monday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
We spotted the ocean, the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place where everything's better.
And welcome back in. You know, I started telling the story about my friend getting the gift card stolen out of their car, and I forgot to tell you about the person here that the police were looking for. His name is Elvis Andrade, and he lives in Brockton. And so he had a stolen debit card that was stolen out of somebody's car, and he was using it at CVS and Speedway, both in Brockton. And police caught surveillance footage of him. And in the surveillance footage, He is wearing Grinch pajamas. He went out shopping with a stolen debit card wearing Grinch pajamas. And so now the police have put out a number of photos, surveillance photos of him wearing that outfit, as well as his mugshot, because he's been arrested before. But if you're going to go out and commit a crime, maybe dress a little bit more nondescript than going out in Grinch pajamas. And again, I'm not a shopping in pajamas kind of person. I don't like to leave the house in pajamas. I used to have a corner store down the street from my house that I would, you know, I'd maybe go to that in my pajamas. Like a pair of pajama pants and a sweatshirt or something. But if it's beyond that, if it's beyond just running, well, you know, sometimes if I knew I was like running to a Dunkin' drive-thru or something, I might not put on real pants. But then I'd always be like, gee, I hope I don't get into a car accident or anything and be stuck wearing pajamas out in public. But that's just my own personal preference. Like, it doesn't offend me when somebody wears pajamas in public. One thing that people get really upset about, and I'm sure a lot of people will be going through it today as they're traveling, but people get really upset, especially older folks, about how casual people dress when they're flying. Because back in the old days, you would get dressed up to get on an airplane. But now people are wearing, you know, sweatpants, pajama pants, leggings. They're wearing slip-on shoes. Well, yeah, well, because traveling in an airplane isn't very comfortable, first of all. And secondly, people are probably rushing to get there in the first place. They don't have time to get fully decked out. When you get there, you got to take your pants off, your shoes off and take your belt out of your pants. So that's going to limit what you want to wear. You know what? I'm not going to wear pants that require a belt because I don't want to take my belt off. And I'm not going to wear shoes that lace up because I don't want to have to spend time untying and tying my shoes. And I do the same. You know, if I can take my belt off, I will put it in my bag or in my suitcase. If I can wear slip-on Skechers, I'll do that. Whatever gets me through the line and where I'm trying to get to fastest. So yeah, we are definitely less formal as a society, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. When I was going to college my freshman year, I was driving myself to school one day and my car had an issue. The throttle cable got stuck, got on the highway, ended up going like 90 miles an hour. I couldn't slow down. Finally, I threw the car in neutral and was able to kind of get it to roll to a stop. But it happened right when I was getting on the highway, and I ended up walking back to Mill Pond Diner, which is pretty close, because I knew I could sit there and wait for somebody to be able to come and pick me up. And as I'm sitting there at the table, like, you know, doing some homework or whatever, my boss comes over and he says, "So you were on your way to school?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Wearing blue jeans?" And I was like, "Yeah, why wouldn't I be?" He goes, "When I went to school, you would never wear blue jeans to school." It's like, "Everybody does." He's like, "No, when I went to school, you had to wear, you know, dress pants and a dress shirt." And like, "Well, it's not like that anymore." I said, "I was one of the more dressed up people wearing jeans to school. People show up in sweatpants and pajama pants then." So yeah, things have definitely gotten less formal. I don't think that that's a bad thing, though. As long as people are dressed somewhat appropriately. I mean, you wouldn't want me to wear what I actually wear to bed out of the house. Get arrested. All right, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I'm going to take another break here, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Sam Cooke singing on the radio.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And we got an app chat message asking about the fatal fire in Acushnet. Yeah, well, we didn't have anybody working yesterday because it was Christmas. So, no, we don't have the story. But you know who does? Every other news outlet. So you can find it there. We have a very limited staff, and we're not going to cover every story. But you're right. It is very tragic. Two people perished in that fire. And, you know, it, unfortunately, there were a number of fires and loss of life over the last couple of days. And it hits home what Firefighter Anthony was telling us. You know, in the closing moments of the show on Tuesday, is that people don't realize sometimes when, you know, they're not as safe as they should be. Not only were there two people killed in that fire, both people in their 80s in Acushnet and a firefighter injured, there were four people that were found dead in New Hampshire in a home on Christmas with carbon monoxide poisoning. The suspected cause. We have a woman who went missing on Christmas Eve who was found deceased in a lake. We have a number of crashes that took place, a number of fires that took place. And yeah, safety is a huge issue this time of year. People are home and they take for granted that when they're home, they're not at risk for things. And unfortunately, we've seen tragedy strike here again and again and again over the years. So the best thing you can do, and I think Firefighter Anthony would agree with this, is make sure you have working smoke detectors. Make sure you have working carbon monoxide detectors. You know, it gets annoying when they go off, like when you're cooking something and the smoke detector goes off. Or if, you know, the carbon monoxide detector goes off when you first turn the heat on. If these things are happening, don't say, well, I'm just going to pull the battery out so it stops chirping and then, you know, I'll put it back later. Don't do that. Because that's the easiest way to forget to put it back. And I'm guilty of it. I had to take the battery out of a smoke detector way too often because every time we cooked, it would set off. So I was like, I'm just going to take the battery out of this one. There's one in the bedroom. There's one in the other room off the side of the kitchen. There's the ones in the base, and they're all close enough to each other. It's a very small house. So there was enough coverage that I felt like I could take the battery out of that one. And sure enough, the one time that we had a fire, it was right in the immediate vicinity of that smoke detector. Now, nobody was home, so it didn't, you know, it wasn't like it needed to alert anybody anyway. And thankfully, a neighbor heard the smoke detectors going off and called the fire department. Something from above the stove. We had an island in the middle of that separated the kitchen and the dining room, kitchen and the living room rather. And that's where the stove was inserted. Which, you know, nowadays they'd never let you get away with that because there's no ventilation over it. There was no fire suppression system or anything. It's basically the equivalent of having your stove separating your living room and your kitchen. It was an electric stove and something else that was on the divider had fallen onto the stove, combined with, I guess the cat had gotten up there or something and turned it on. Like a perfect storm of circumstances. And this, I forget what it was, like a box of some kind, fell on top of the stove and ended up getting set on fire. And we had a fire on the stove, which only the stove was burned. It was fine. A little bit of the counter. But thankfully, the neighbor heard the alarm going off and called the fire department. But maybe they would have heard it sooner and less damage could have been done if I hadn't taken that battery out of that smoke detector. And then after that, we made sure they were all hardwired in together and all of that. So, but anyway, safety first, always, but especially this time of year. Got to take one final break here for this hour. We'll be right back. My last cooking job, that's what my boss would say every time we came back from a holiday, a day off or a weekend, he would always come back and say, back to reality. And I would say, back to life, back to reality. But he didn't know the song, so it didn't really work out. But we are back to life, back to reality, at least those of us who are working today. Maybe some of you are lucky enough not to be, but we're here for you either way. And of course, I'll be here with you through the morning. Chris McCarthy will be back this morning at 9 a.m., and then Paul Santos will be filling in for Barry Richard later on today. And I had a great time listening to Paul fill in for Chris on Tuesday. And a lot of great calls. A lot of people that don't normally call called in and spoke to Paul. Well, hopefully he'll call back in again. He'll be here today coming up after Bill O'Reilly at 12.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.